98.7 The Fox.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why are you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon, Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
The All-Star Game last night in Major League Baseball, taking center stage on the national sports headlines, and we'll get to that in a moment. But the State College All-Star Little League 12 and under team in sectional championship action last night,
And unfortunately, it was a tough ending to a great season for the State College 12U Little League All-Star team, as State College lost a couple of games to a really good Hollidaysburg squad in the finals of the Section 4 tournament. Hollidaysburg taking the first game last night 10-1 behind six home runs in that contest. And with that win, it forced a winner-take-all, winner in advance or lose and go home, second game, and Hollidaysburg held on for the 2-1 victory in that one. And there were a lot of great moments in the game. Callen Baker of Hollidaysburg provided the winning margin with a home run for Hollidaysburg that broke a 1-1 tie and ultimately provided the winning margin. Andrew Maynard had hit a solo home run for State College in the bottom of the third that had tied the game up after Hollidaysburg had taken a 1-0 lead in the top of the third. State College with some remarkable defense in the second game in particular. State College turned both a double play and a triple play in the tough loss in Game 2. So State College again sees its season come to an end. But, boy, great season. Hopefully the boys are holding their heads high this morning because it was really a great effort and a great season. Hollidaysburg does now advance to the state tournament. They'll open up state tournament action on Monday. And, well, we wish Hollidaysburg the best of luck moving forward as they try to work their way all the way to Williamsport. The Pennsylvania State 11U Little League Tournament will get underway today at State College with action on both Gill and Montressor Fields off of Bristol Avenue starting later this afternoon. A reminder that tonight, Penn State women's volleyball coach Katie Schumacher Colley will be honored with the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance at the ESPYs tonight. Pretty special honor, and I think Penn State fans are going to want to tune in to see Schumacher Colley's speech. Schumacher Colley leading the Nittany Lions to the national championship last season. She becomes the first female coach of a Division I women's volleyball team to win a national title. And oh, by the way, she did that while battling breast cancer and a diagnosis that she learned about right at the start of the season. Tonight's event will air live on ABC and will get underway at 8 p.m. Penn State football alum Micah Parsons, really neat ceremony yesterday at Harrisburg High School's Severance Stadium as Parsons had his number 23 high school jersey retired from Harrisburg High School. Parsons led the Cougars to a state runner-up finish in 2016, of course went on and had a stellar career at Penn State, and is now a four-time Pro Bowler for the Dallas Cowboys. Neat moment yesterday for Micah Parsons and the Harrisburg High School football program. And in the Major League Baseball All-Star game last night, a Pirate shined at the start, and a Philly shined at the end. Pretty cool for the Keystone State. Pittsburgh pitcher Paul Skeens got things started for the National League, striking out the first two batters he faced, and then getting Aaron Judge to ground out to complete a 1-2-3 top of the first in Atlanta last night. Skeens just pitching the one perfect inning for the National League. National League jumping out to a 6-0 lead in the contest, but the American League rallied all the way back and tied the game. And after nine innings, if the game is tied with a rule that went into effect but has not had to been used until last night, went into effect in 2022, there was a swing-off. And the swing-off is where each league has three hitters that they designate ahead of time, and each of the three hitters gets three pitches. and you're trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. You're looking for home runs. The league that hits the most home runs with those nine pitches is declared the winner of the All-Star Game. Kyle Schwarber of the Philadelphia Phillies earned MVP honors last night as he went 3 for 3. 3 pitches, 3 home runs, and the National League gets the 4-3 win in the swing-off. Remarkable stuff. Pete Alonso and Corbin Carroll homered to help the National League get out to that 6-0 lead. Stephen Kwan provided the game-tying RBI for the American League in the top of the ninth. Brent Rooker had a 3-run homer to help key the American League comeback. But again, the National League wins it 6-6, the score after 9 innings, and then a 4-3 swing off victory. Home runs 4-3 in the 9 pitches that each team received. And again, it was Kyle Schwarber the hero. And that probably just adds to the excitement for next year's game for the Philadelphia Phillies, because next year's All-Star Game will be in Philadelphia. And presumably, the reigning MVP of the All-Star Game, you know, good chance that Schwarber could be back in the game next year in the city of brotherly love. Also, tomorrow, the Open Championship, a.k.a. the British Open, as we lowly Americans call it. That will get underway at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland tomorrow morning. Scotty Scheffler is the betting favorite. And why not? Scheffler, if you get a chance and you're looking for just a, I thought, a really good and I thought kind of inspiring talk, and it was funny because Scotty Scheffler in the press conference yesterday was talking about how he's not trying to inspire others necessarily with his plays. He's okay if that happens, but you know, he's just out there trying to play his best golf. But talked about the importance of his family, and he'd much rather be known as a good husband, a good father, than a good golfer. Now, I think he's going to be well known for all three when it's said and done. Best golfer on the planet right now. But talked a lot about he's proud of the accomplishments, and he's put a lot of work into it, but and it's interesting because I've heard a lot of interviews kind of similar with very successful people, successful in their fields. And, you know, especially actors and folks in Hollywood will talk about, you know, they had these dreams, childhood dreams of stardom and riches, and here they are, they've fulfilled those childhood dreams, and it's like, not really the fulfilling feeling that I thought it was going to be. And Scheffler kind of talked about that. He's like, listen, I don't want to make it sound like I'm not proud of the accomplishments, because I did work my tail off and poured my heart and soul into becoming a great golfer. And it is cool to be living out those, I'm paraphrasing obviously, it's cool to be living out those childhood dreams, but now that I'm here, man, I really want to make sure I'm doing right by my family, keep things in perspective, and all that. It was just, I don't know, I thought it was a very, very good press conference, and I think Scotty Scheffler, I think part of why he is having the success that he is that perspective. And, you know, quite frankly, it reminded me a lot of the Penn State wrestling interviews. If you've listened over the years, again, they are pouring their heart and soul into it. They want to be the very best in their sport. They obviously are, by and large, achieving that. And also, it's not how they're defining their lives. That they have the perspective that, yeah, it's a big deal. It's important. You want to succeed at something that you're pouring your heart and soul into. And at the end of the day, it is a part of your life and not the most important part. There's other things that these young men want to go out and contribute to society. And I think having that perspective allows you a certain freedom to realize that, yeah, there's not actually that much pressure in making a particular putt or winning a particular match, because there's much bigger and more significant things out there in life. So, yeah, go have some fun with it. Go see what you can do. And I think sometimes that perspective, not putting the pressure on yourself that this is an end-all, be-all moment, a life-defining moment. Nah, it's just a cool opportunity to go out and challenge yourself, have some fun, enjoy the moment. And, yeah, if you can achieve it, I mean, certainly that's what you want to do. And if you don't, yeah, okay, come back tomorrow, try again. And fortunately, you have other more important things going on in your life. I had wonderful perspective from Scottie Scheffler, I thought, in yesterday's press conference. And if you didn't see it, check it out. You could probably just Scottie Scheffler comments before the Open Championship. That's some pretty cool stuff in there. A couple of things with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Contract details for the Steelers' deal with Jalen Ramsey have been revealed. Ramsey's contract details, hitting the NFL Player Association's page. And it's interesting. The Steelers only have to pay, well, only is relative here, but they only have to pay Ramsey about $4 million from the salary cap for this season, this upcoming year. And the combination of Ramsey and Jonnu Smith still have the Steelers saving money under the cap space with the trade to the Dolphins for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Of course, the Dolphins getting Fitzpatrick and Smith and Ramsey joining the Steelers, and it's actually less money the Steelers are paying this season on the salary cap for Ramsey and Smith than they would have for Fitzpatrick. The Dolphins added about $3 million to Ramsey's deal to balance out the trade, and they will pay $7 million of Ramsey's $26.6 million overall. And the Dolphins had already paid $4 million of that salary for Ramsey. So the Steelers pick up the rest of the contract, which is a little under $20 million. And again, it's actually pretty remarkable, the financial component to this, and adds to the, I think, the brilliance of this particular move for the Steelers. I don't see how you wouldn't view this as a win for the Steelers. Now, whether or not it ultimately is a move that makes a big difference in terms of where the Steelers find themselves in the playoff race and all of that, we'll see. Now, all of that is to be determined. TJ Watt, apparently, ESPN reporting that the big sticking point now in the negotiations between the Steelers and their star edge rusher is the length of the contract. Watt basically wants to retire a Steeler and wants to get as much guaranteed money over a 4 or 5 year period as he can. The Steelers want to capitalize on the short term, believing that he will clearly be an impact player for another couple of years, but then wait and see. So pay him for the next couple of years as one of the top defensive players in the NFL, but then leave it at that and revisit it in a couple of years. And that is the sticking point. And quite frankly, you can understand the position that both sides are taking and why they are feeling the way they are. So we'll see. There's still reading all the stories that, you know, eventually this could lead to a trade. That feels very unlikely, but it probably depends in part on whether or not they can get somewhere closer to an agreement here probably over the next week or so as training camp opens for the beloved Steelers. And that is a check of sports here on a Wednesday morning, an all-star hangover Wednesday morning. Was a fun game. Again, I the heavy eyelids won out. It wasn't because I was bored. It was a great game. I fell asleep before we even got to the dramatic tying of the game in the ninth inning. I'm not exactly sure. Somewhere in the seventh, eighth inning that I finally succumbed to the the desire to sleep. And so I missed the drama at the end, but did see Paul Skeens. Man, was that fun to watch. Got a couple of swinging strikeouts to open the game, and then Aaron Judge with a harmless grounder to second to finish that 1-2-3 first inning. And, yeah, Paul Skeens is who we thought he was. By the way, becomes the first Pirates pitcher. And I think I have this right. I didn't print out the story, but I think he is just, I think Andrew McCutchen is the only other Pirate to start in an all-star game in back-to-back seasons. Skeens started last year and this year. I know he's the first Pirates pitcher. I think Andrew McCutchen is the only other Pirate, which is remarkable. When you go back to, like, Willie Stargell and Roberto Clemente and Dave Parker, and I go back over the years, but I think McCutchen was the first Pirate to start in back-to-back all-star games, and now Skeens is the first Pirates pitcher to start. He got the start last year as a rookie, and yeah, off to a very good start in what many are already projecting to be a Hall of Fame Major League Baseball career. We'll take a break here and open up the phone lines on the other side. This is Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX 2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX 2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff Byers with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. And it is National Hot Dog Day. Well, what better way? I mean, we have the Pennsylvania State 11U Little League Tournament getting underway today. Perfect match. I mean, go enjoy a dog and take in some Little League baseball at Gill Field and or Montressor Field later this afternoon or anytime over the course of the next, I think it's 6 days anyway, that the state tournament for 11 and under Little Leaguers will be taking place. But it is National Hot Dog Day. And why would you not participate in that? It is also Corn Fritters Day. If you're looking for a little something to go with your hot dog, you could do a lot worse than the corn fritters. Big fan myself. And it is also National Personal Chef Day. Guess we're all supposed to go out and get a national personal chef. And it is also, after our discussion yesterday, I don't know. It is National AI Day. So those that are going to embrace artificial intelligence. This is your day. It is National AI Day. And again, whether you embrace it or not, it's coming. Well, it's not coming. It's here. It's going to continue to grow. I was reading a couple of articles yesterday. Speaking of AI, of course, the president announcing the significant infusion of investment in Pennsylvania yesterday, making the announcement in Pittsburgh with, and a lot of it is going to be AI driven. And again, we all, or the majority of us, I think it's human nature. We don't like change, and I'm right there with you. You get set in your ways, and it's like, this is the way I want things to be. I want to get my morning started this way. You know, I have my medicated drink. I like starting my day that way. Throws me off if I don't get it and makes it difficult. Again, we also are adaptable as human beings, so it's like, okay, well, you got to figure it out. But we're creatures of habit. We get comfortable with things the way they are. And sometimes even if we say, hey, this is going to be a clear improvement. Well, yeah, but that's not the way I like to do it. And there are certain things that I still, like, I know there's a more effective way, therefore probably a better way to do it. The one example for me, and it's just, and it's not that I like doing dishes, but I really don't like using the dishwasher. And so I will hand wash our dishes. And it just is, I prefer doing that. And it's like, well, why are you spending time? Like, just throw it in. I want it. I want it done the way I know how to do it. And there's several other examples I could give. So I think there is some resistance to AI just because, hey, this is new. I don't know how to use it. And always a little nervousness about the uncertainty of the future. And there are some very, I think, legitimate concerns with AI. And I don't have any doubt that some of the bad things are going to come to fruition, and there's also going to be a whole lot of good that comes collectively to us from AI. But one of the concerns at this point is the energy and the amount of fuel that it takes to run these AI plants, the AI operations. And I do wonder aloud whether there is enough infrastructure, energy infrastructure in place in Pennsylvania to bring in the amount of AI that we are. Again, I'm not fighting, I welcome it. I just, man, we've got to work to quickly get things up. And it's interesting because there was a, I don't know if I saved this. I intended to. There was an article in somewhere. I'm going to see if I can find it. I don't know if I saved that this morning or not. On the response to AI in Pennsylvania and to these new the new investments and the plants coming in. And one of the concerns that was raised and was, all right, well, this is like this potentially could be a short-term flash in the pan, and it may not provide long-term sustainable jobs to the degree that some are making it sound like it could. And I'm reading through the piece, and I'm like, well, yes, that is possibly true. but also it, the tax revenue that this will bring in, and they pointed out that the energy costs could rise as a result of the substantially additional demand that will be placed, and I think that is true. But reading through the article, even the article was admitting that, well, the overall, the average taxpayer is going to be saving money in these areas because the taxes are reduced often, and often substantially, because of the tax revenue that is generated by these plants. And so while your energy bill may go up, you know, even like 20%, your taxes will go down like 50%, and your overall savings, again, the average taxpayer may be between $500 and $1,000. Well, if it's providing additional jobs, it's ultimately allowing you to have more money in your pocket. Again, even if it is a short-term thing, and that's a debatable point right now, but even if it were, okay, then short-term, it's a win, and then you look for the next thing. And who knows what the next thing is going to be. Hard for us to get our heads around what that even might be right now. So, to me, this is all good news. Again, there may be some setbacks along the way, and I do think, again, we've got to get, and we're working to do exactly that, is get the nuclear power plants up and going, continue to get additional solar and gas generated. I mean, all on board here, because we just need to get the energy levels up a good bit, energy provided in the state to meet the very soon coming demands across the state. But the one story, right? Well, you know, I forget what the number of jobs that they are saying some of these plants could potentially give, and it was like 200, and then they said, well, some analysis shows that it may end up only being, it could be as few as 25, but more likely somewhere around 50. And I understand the, all right, well, that's substantially less than 200. It's also 50 jobs that don't exist now, and these are well-paying jobs. So I still, even if it's not what's being presented as possible, and you understand why, generally speaking, you're presenting, if you're making the case for something, hey, this is our best case scenario, we think this could all happen, while you're trying to sell it, even if you fall short, right? Again, that's 25 to 50 well-paying jobs in each of these areas that don't currently exist, that will exist, to go with the additional tax revenue. And there seems to be some resistance out there. It's going to happen, so it's not resistance that's going to prevent these investments and moving forward. But I'm just not sure I even really understand the objections to it. Caller, if you can do me a favor and call back here. I've got to get to this top of the hour break. I know it's hard to believe I'm going a little long, but I would love to hear from you on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday, smack dab in the middle of the week. Jeff Byers with you. You can call me Ironhead, and you can call me at 814-954-7266. Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, joined us on Monday, and as he is wont to do, and we discussed the reporting on weather events, the flooding in Texas, and now we've had some flash floods in neighboring states. A couple of people were killed Monday from flash flooding. A car was swept into a stream, I think in New Jersey, and we had severe weather in New Jersey and New York with significant flash flooding. There was a story at the 1440 folks that, again, just throughout the news, and they talked about the increasing number of weather events. And the headline of the story was, the U.S. witnessed 27 weather events last year, costing at least $1 billion. And the contention is that the frequency of weather events has increased. And this is one of those things where it's easy to get caught up because it's emotional. This was just a tragedy that's really hard to get your mind around down in Texas. And there's a couple of things about it that just are, I'm not sure what the actual right answer is here, but the alarm system that folks seem to think, that would solve the problem. You get these loud alarms that will go off when we have flash flooding events. Potentially, and again, I'm not necessarily against it. I think, much like school shootings, like anything, we want these, all right, well, we will do this and then we solve the problem. My concern, and again, I'm not necessarily against it. I don't know how much it costs and how they determine when the alarm goes off. But the concern would be, for me, one of the concerns would be, think of your car alarms, right? When you hear a car alarm going off these days, what is your first reaction? 99% of us are, well, that's annoying, and you get away from it. You're not, oh my gosh, somebody's trying to break into a car, let's find the perpetrator. Nobody, because much more often than not, when that alarm goes off, it's inadvertent, it's not that anybody's doing anything, and we've learned that over time. And so the car alarm, I don't know anybody that the initial instinct is, oh my gosh, I got to find out who's trying to break into my car. Look out, the alarm's going off. Oh boy. Somebody find the kill switch and stop that annoying thing. Well, if the flash flood, and I think this is basically what happened, is the flash flood alert goes out, and it's like, well, we've had flash flood alerts throughout the spring, and maybe we need to move up just a little bit, or, we got to be a little extra careful when we wake up in the morning. It's hard to to separate, because you don't know exactly when you're going to have an incident like this, where, oh my gosh, well, this, we're not exact enough to know that, okay, man, now we know in 3 hours this thing is going to rise by 5 feet. If you knew that, and all right, well, that's the only time we sound the alarm, great. So that, it's just a concern, is that if this alarm goes off every time there is the potential, and that probably is what should happen, and probably people should take it seriously every time. But if after a number of years, oh, there goes the alarm again. And it's like the car alarm. It's like, well, yeah, the last 20 times this has gone off, it's just been, the creek rose a couple of inches. Knock it off! I just don't know that it's the end-all, cure-all that some are making it out to be. Now, again, I'm not... Should we take those alarms seriously? Should we take the flood warnings, the tornado warnings? But again, if you... we had the tornado warning here in our area back in the spring. My guess is not a lot of people, even those that were aware of the warning, that were watching the TV or listening to the radio, man, we know there's a warning, I'm guessing not a whole lot of people headed to the basement and sheltered, even knowing the circumstance. So, again, we're humans. It's just hard to get us to take those things seriously, even though we should. Again, I'm saying we should. I don't think we do very often. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, Jim here. I'm going to prove to you that, in fact, I am stupid. I'm going to recall the two events. So I think, excuse the truck going by. I think it was around, I'm going back some years, maybe 2006, five. We had a 7-inch rain event over a period of, 3 days, I think. We went from really dry weather to, I guess we had some tropical storms. But during that spell, there was quite a big downpour got caught in, and I couldn't get to my home in Pleasant Gate. We had I call them freshets, all these little gullies that fill up coming down the mountain.
Yep.
And they sit there dry all year, maybe for a decade, and then one day they fill up. So that nixed the road. College Avenue, couldn't get the home that way.
Yep.
And then they directed me up through the prison, and they directed me up Axeman, and then I came across a course of water that was worse than the one on College Avenue.
Yep.
So yep. What did I do? I said, I'm tired, I'm going to drive in it. And so that was completely stupid. So here I am, an informed person, but I did it anyway. And what was the other thing? Oh, I was out in Minnesota. And the alarms went off for tornado. So what did I do as a Pennsylvania kid? Never got caught in a tornado before. I went outside to look around.
Oh, yeah.
But Joe does it professionally. I mean, he changes the thing.
Oh, so, yeah.
So, I do believe there are warning systems in place. And because it's a rarity for most people, I think they make the wrong choices. So... what was the other thing? Hey, this emerging economy where we're going to piggyback and hope put our hopes on AI, I think it's funny. On the one hand, we've got to double our energy output to keep these facilities cool so they don't burn up with all our stupid data coming off our Fitwatches.
Yeah, probably more than double it, but yes.
And so here we are. I have a whole lifetime of criticism for nuclear energy because we can't transport the waste safely, blah, blah, blah. And we've got to burn all this natural gas now that Pennsylvania is replete with. So it's interesting how all this global warming stuff is no longer important. Now we got to double our energy output just to keep up with the Joneses, the other nations that are doing the AI economy. And just to throw something into the mix to give you a wrinkle, here our president is trying to do an end run around Senator Graham and his bone crushing sanctions against Russia. And from what I'm reading, we don't do any business with Russia, and Russia doesn't do any business with us or the West, so we have to go after their business partners. Which many of them, we do a lot of business with, India and China in particular.
Yep.
But hearing about this one thing we do buy from Russia, uranium. You might recall that I remember there was a weird deal with the Clintons back in the 90s. So it's interesting, with all this chest beating, and we're going to get tough when... When there's a sanction out there that really could disrupt our economy, we'll probably do a carve-out, and we'll continue to purchase our uranium from Russia. So, just throwing that fly into the ointment this morning.
Yeah, no, and that's why I think there is the push to find alternative means with all of these things, but one of the problems is, yeah, we can't just it's not where we snap our fingers and okay, now we don't need the these rare earth minerals from China or the uranium for Russia. It's it's going to be a progressive switch if we make the switch, which I think we need to. But in the meantime, you've got all of the geopolitics going on, and we've put ourselves in a bit of a quandary over decades of the way we've managed or mismanaged, depending on your view, these resources.
Yeah, 3 decades we got into this idea that we're going to forever be a unipolar globe, and now we're going back to the true status quo, which is that there's more than one nation in the world, and you got to do business with them. Can't always fight them. So we got to transition. Yeah, there's a lot of rhetoric that's kind of, I think, holding us back, and I'm still giving our president the benefit of the doubt. I think he gets it coming and going. And at the end of the day, he's got to do business with everybody. And therefore, he sounds kind of weird at times. But we'll see here. I think the one thing that's interesting about this emerging economy, I think it's going to happen fast. It's not like the old days where it took you 30 years to transition.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more like a war phenomenon where it may be like 6 months to a year you'll transition. But
yeah, I suspect you're right. I think it's going to be closer to that than the 20 to 30 for sure.
Right. All right, take care.
All right. Hey, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. And yeah, again, there is a lot of uncertainty and a lot of moving parts here that need to quickly be figured out. And I think that is why many of us are understandably nervous. I do think at the end of the day, one way or another, we have got to be more self-reliant, one, as a country, and two, where we can, right, be more strategic in building partnerships with allies that we feel we can rely on rather than enemies. We are so reliant, almost unbelievably reliant on more so China, but Russia, with folks that are political enemies of the United States, and we have made ourselves very vulnerable as a result of that. And what Trump is trying to do in basically a 2-year period of time is switch that around to where we reassert our power and become the clear dominant force in the world, where we are not relying on supplies from our political enemies to sustain our way of life. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. It, again, is a lot easier said than done, and I just don't think anybody, Republican or Democrat, has had the will that Donald Trump has to make this happen. Now, how this all turns out, again, you can read expert analysis. It tells you this is going to turn out just wonderfully, beautifully for the United States, and we'll be in better shape than we've ever been. And you can read expert analysis explaining how this is the end of the empire. The United States will be left in ruins. I really tend to think the former is probably closer to accurate, but we're all going to find out together. Take a break here. Much more on an Open Phone Wednesday coming up.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature. Thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows. Messages from sponsors and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfont Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfont. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfont, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday. Jeff Byers with you and... about a half hour to go in today's program. 814-954-7266. Again, Mr. Geezy on vacation for the week, enjoying some time at the beach. He will be back with us on Monday. And looking forward to the Little League 11U tournament. State tournament gets underway today here at State College. Also looking forward to Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest, which will be up next to the Spikes Stadium, Medler Field, Arano Park here on Saturday. I think the VIP gates open at 3 o'clock, and then the general public opens at 4 o'clock. That event will go until 8 o'clock, and should be a whole lot of fun. Missed last year's event. Looking forward to catching up with some friends at that event this weekend. If there's something else going on that you would like to get the word out about, we're all ears. You can give us a ring at 814-954-7266 and let us know what's happening. What has happened on this day, this is a pretty interesting day in history, actually. District of Columbia was established as the capital of the United States back in 1790. Also on this date, Apollo 11 launched with the first astronauts who would then walk on the moon back in 1969. And The Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger's book, was first published on this date in 1951. And, of course, in 1945, this was the first successful test of the atom bomb. Yeah, a lot going on this day in history. Democrats proposing an amendment requiring a floor vote on the release of government files related to deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Justice Department saying last week that there was no evidence of a client list. This case... I really don't get the reluctance in just releasing whatever information is there. And again, my guess is this is not anywhere near the damning information that's going to take down, you know, hundreds and hundreds of influential and powerful people. But there's something there. There's clearly something there. I don't know. I get it out. The more transparent that we can be with this, the better off. Now, that being said, we're just in a day and age where, and again, understandably, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, no matter what side of any issue you're on, they can release everything and there will be skeptics, and I might be among them, depending on what we see, that'll be like, all right, well, this isn't actually everything. It probably isn't. I strongly suspect that some of the evidence was long ago destroyed. When the investigation started, I suspect the folks, either Epstein himself, Ghislaine Maxwell, or others associated, are like, all right, we got to get rid of this. Now, maybe they kept some of it, and that was the thinking at the time. And for those that are clinging to, yep, there has to be a specific client list, on some level, it makes sense. It's like, hey, how does he Epstein get to be this powerful, influential figure if not through blackmail? There's still a ton of questions that have gone unanswered in the Epstein case. Starting with, yes, who else was involved in the abuse of underage women, which clearly was happening, and clearly was not just, this wasn't just Maxwell and Epstein that were involved in that element. But the money that Epstein, where that money came from is still probably a pretty big part of the equation here, and we've just never had anybody explain, all right, well, this is how he came to have the fortune he did. And many, including yours truly, suspect that a large chunk of that money came from either the paying for the opportunity to abuse these women or blackmailing these individuals after they participated in the abuse. Hey, just so you know, we have these videos. We need X amount to keep this hush-hush. Now, whether those videos still exist, again, that is a contentious debate right now. But, man, let Maxwell testify. Let whatever information is there be seen. And I'm not saying release child pornography, but release the information, release whatever evidence, etc., is there, and let people figure it out. I just don't understand the reluctance to allow as much information as we can to get out about this particular case. And for that matter, any case. And again, we've seen time and time again, there's not a lot of there a lot of the time. Now, I suspect, again, in this case, if there's not a lot of there, it's because some of the there was destroyed very early on or hidden away from the authorities or what have you. But yeah, this case just does not have a good smell to it, and I can understand why people are very frustrated and very upset with the response or lack of a response to this point in getting to the bottom of this case, and again allowing the public to delve through as much information as you can possibly release. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hi, Chucko calling in.
Chucko, how are you?
Good. On the pot legalization of recreational marijuana?
Yes.
I think that anywhere in the original, and it's still to this day, it's classified as a mild hallucinogen. And I think that that's, you know, even though a lot of us did it back in the day, I think that it's, you know, you can't get around the fact that it's a hallucinogen. You know, even though it's a mild hallucinogen, it still makes you hallucinate. About that new hockey phenomenon.
Yes.
I think I know I saw that first interview that he had on
ESPN.
Yes. And I know that there's a lot of talk about whether, you know, he's going to take any courses at Penn State, but I think all freshmen ought to take freshman English, because he said, me and my dad. And that just, I think that, you know, I know that when I was in high school and I graduated from high school, my dad, you know, he knew I did okay in the math and the sciences, but he asked me how I did in English, and I said, I done good, Dad. And he said back, yeah, you sure done good.
But, uh-huh.
I remember having trouble in freshman English when I went to the University of Maine that first year. That's all I've got.
I appreciate the phone call. And, yes, I suspect Mr. McKenna will, in fact, be taking classes. Whether or not English is one of those courses, that I don't know. I will say, this hockey team, I think it was it the Daily Collegian? Phone line, by the way, now open again at 814-954-7266. I think it was the Collegian. It might have been Onward State, but I think it was the Collegian did a projection of what they think the lineup is going to look like for, like, the different lines for Penn State hockey next year. I have to tell you, just you read through it, and it is unbelievable. I mean, it is going to be a scene at Pagula next year. Just to see McKenna alone, I mean, it would be worth your while, even if you're not a hockey fan. Again, it would be like having had the opportunity to see a Wayne Gretzky or a Sidney Crosby when they were 18 years old in your backyard. I mean, that's the type of talent we're talking about that Gavin McKenna possesses. But even without McKenna, you're going through the lines on this team, and the defenseman combinations, and I mean, Guy Gadowski has to be pinching himself at the opportunity to coach this type of talent and be able to put out the type of talent he's going to be able to with the fourth line. It is going to be a fun winter here in Happy Valley between, you know, the women's volleyball team finishing up its season when we get to the early winter months, and then wrestling and hockey, and I think basketball will be on the upswing here. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun. But that hockey team, good Lord, are they going to be talented. All right, let's head back to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, it's Chuck again. Hey, are you going to rent your basement out to Joe Bautista? He's going to move back and ditch his wife down in South Carolina to move up here.
Just for the opportunity to see these guys on a regular basis? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen with him.
I tell you, it is. This really is. It's hard to just be able to express how special this team could be. If it stays healthy, it is just a who's who of college hockey talent, and a lot of these guys are going to be playing in the National Hockey League in the near future.
I know that it's different. I know that I'm 5 years older than Wayne Gretzky, 4 or 5 years older. But in the when he came out, everywhere in the country, you know, it took a while for them to know about, you know, when he was on Sports Illustrated and Life magazine. But it was, you know, they nicknamed him the Great One, and, you know, everywhere in the country did it. And I remember, just, you know, we weren't into hockey up there in New England. We were more into Larry Bird and the Red Sox and stuff and the Yankees. But, it's going to be exciting.
It is. Very, very special talent, unique talent in Gavin McKenna. But, again, this roster is just loaded for the upcoming season. And even if you're not a hockey fan, man, if you get the opportunity, and it's not going to be easy to get that opportunity, but if you have a chance to get up there to Pagula, take advantage of it this winter, because this is going to be very, very special stuff, historic stuff in college hockey. All right, we'll take a break here. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Calls. Chucko, we appreciate it. And again, we will take a timeout here and be back with one final segment to wrap up our Wednesday edition of Let's Talk.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfont Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfont. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfont, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning, a final segment, and the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. And just, man, there is a lot out there. And again, you have to... We're all going to make our choices on who we believe, who we trust in terms of information being provided, news that is given, and the perspective that comes with it. And I think one of the issues we have right now, and why there is this seeming divide that we just can't get over on the political front, is just how different the perception of the news is and where you put blame or ascribe reasons for different events occurring, whether it's the flooding in Texas, whether it's the wars abroad, whether it's the economy, whether it's and with all of it, there's a multitude of things that go into it and why the results are what they are. But man, it's all Joe Biden's fault. It's all Donald Trump's fault. It's all climate deniers. It's all folks doing the cloud seeding. It's and I'm just not sure at this point how we just kind of reel it back in and, hey, can we find some common ground? Can we acknowledge that weather events have always been a part of the planet, always will be a part of the planet, and if we have greater populations in a particular area that gets hit by a weather event, yeah, the likelihood that more humans will be impacted by it, that's what would happen. That's what Joe Bastardi was talking about when if you put 30 pins on a bowling alley, you're going to get more than 10 knocked down. Well, if you put, we have areas that were previously not populated in the United States. I forget if we had this this conversation on air or off air, but we were talking about beachfront property and the high price tag that comes with beachfront property and the very real risks that come with beachfront property. Well, again, if we are building more houses right along the beach, then yes, when hurricanes hit, when they first make landfall, there's going to be more devastation, more human devastation, and more costs involved. Well, it's not that the hurricanes have become more severe. It's that where they're hitting is having a more direct impact on human life and human property. But it's not because there's more hurricanes, it's because we're building more where the hurricane paths tend to travel. Same thing when we talk about, New Orleans is wonderful, but it's like you can't be shocked that New Orleans goes underwater from time to time. It's very low. It's near the ocean. If storms come through, that's what's going to happen. It's all because of this, or it's all because of that. And if only we got rid of this or that. And I'm not suggesting if you want to build a beachfront property, again, I can understand why you would want to do that. It is lovely when it's lovely. But, yeah, it can be devastating when it's not. But that's not... That's not the result of any change with policies, with the way we're leading our lives, with any of it. It's just, yeah, we're putting stuff in the likely path of storms. At some point over a 10 or 20-year period, if you're building right along the beach, yeah, it's likely that at some point you're going to get a significant storm that will do real damage there. But I don't know. We just don't seem to be able to acknowledge any common ground on many of these things. Even with, I'm watching some of the coverage of Robert Kennedy's, with the dyes, and we're going to get the dyes out of the foods, and it's going to help improve the diets. And here comes, I think it was CNN. I was watching a discussion. They're like, well, the impact of those dyes is probably pretty inconsequential. But the impact of cloud seeding or of driving a gas vehicle on the climate is also, truly inconsequential. And again, you may be right. Depending, It's like everything else, in moderation. Yeah, do I think, should we get rid of the red dye, whatever it is, I forget the number. I think we probably should. Should we get rid of the, plastic dyes in our food? Does that just seem instinctively like a good idea? Yes. Now, if you are eating a couple of times a year, a small amount of it, is it likely doing any long-term damage to you? No. But, again, what if we have the ability, and it's not going to, the red dye doesn't do anything other than, and most of these dyes, it just makes the food brighter colored, but it has zero nutritional value. Again, we can maybe debate and argue about how consequential the negative effects are, but if there are no positive effects, and there aren't, and we agree that there is at least the potential for some significant negative impacts, depending on the amount that is consumed, well, then why not just get rid of it, is the question. And, again, it's not like it's going to add to the costs of food or add to problems with having a overall healthy diet. I am curious to see, and it's just we learn more information, and I get it, but like I grew up with the food pyramid. It was drilled into us in like third or fourth grade. I mean, it was drilled into you, the fruits and vegetables and the dairy and the grains and the protein, the meat products. And you need, what was it, 4-4-3-2. You need servings of those on a daily basis. And now they're coming out with nutritional guidelines, I think Kennedy said next month. And it is going to be much more protein, and now the fruits and vegetables, I think everybody all along has agreed, yep, those are important, and you need to get those into your daily diet. But the proteins will be emphasized more. But getting some sort of a balanced diet, yeah, it's important. You need the healthy stuff in there. Now, are you allowed to have some unhealthy stuff? Yes. Again, if it's infrequent, we're all going to be okay. But, man, we have alarmism now just going all over the place. Folks, we hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. We will be back. I think I have scheduled tomorrow. Yep, we're going to do our Thursday show tomorrow. And we will talk to you then.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
WFXX, once again, the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
The one all-star village in Atlanta just steps from the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Here's Covino and Rich.
We are live from iHeart, the iHeart Studios in Atlanta. Covino and Rich, Steve Covino, Rich Davis, super producer Danny G with a smooth and buttery voice. We're going to hear from his perspective how the swing-off went down live. And, of course, Spotty on the videos at Covino and Rich. We got Iowa Sam playing the glockenspiel back at the studios in L.A. We got Sam and Mark hanging out. And thank you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, Dan Patrick fans, for hanging out with us. The number's 877-99 on.